The events and activities report that we've done for Fridays in a long time. Of course, past number of months, it's been curtailed a little bit. We still have some that are going on, and so we've been mentioning what we can. If you have something that's happening, please let us know. As you've always done, you can send it easily through email. Send it to me, Charlie, at WSGW.com, or to our news source, news at WSGW.com. The Greek Festival of Saginaw, which unfortunately had to cancel its regular June dates, has now prepared itself and will today and tomorrow engage in a drive-through Greek festival, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. both today and tomorrow. The same location, St. Demetrios Greek Orthodox Church on Mackinac Road, the corner of Mackinac and McCarty, offering a safe alternative with the usual menu favorites, your gyros, your Greek fries, your baklava, your spinach pie, stuffed grape leaves, and more. And strict health safety measures will be adhered to for the protection of all guests. But you're invited to enjoy the still great food, always such a big part of the Greek festival, today and tomorrow. Again, it's drive-through at the St. Demetrios Greek Orthodox Church, Mackinac and McCarty Roads, 11 to 7 today and tomorrow. Going on today is in downtown Saginaw, the final of the Pride-sponsored food truck dinner dashes, as once again between 4 and 7 this afternoon into the evening. You can stop by Morley Plaza and get your Friday night takeout. No dining accommodation, so you get your food and you take it home and you enjoy with the vendors that will be on hand. And between 4 and 7 p.m., you can support the vendors and still get yourself a great meal, part of Pride in Saginaw. And the food truck dinner dash, 4 till 7 today, the final one of the sessions that are sponsored, 4 till 7 today. Friday at the Falls continues, and at the 3rd Street Waterfall Park in Bay City. And it continues today with Country Class performing. It starts at 6 p.m. You're asked to adhere to the social distancing guidelines and please consider wearing a mask. If you are going to attend the Friday at the Falls, 6 o'clock tonight, and again, Country Class, the performing artist. The Center Stage Theater in the Midland Center for the Arts continues to perform the William Shakespeare plays, doing a performance every week to do all 37. I think they're up to number 22 right now. 9 o'clock every Friday evening until all the performances have been completed. Each performance broadcast on Facebook Live, and you can enjoy it again starting at 9 o'clock. It's even presented. It is presented on the Midland Center's Facebook page, and enjoy that. To learn more about what else is going on with the upcoming performances, you can visit midlandcenter.org/virtual-events. We have a chance for you to show your support for Alzheimer's awareness with a new custom-made mask for a $5 donation. Again, it's helping to support Alzheimer's awareness. And you can do this today between noon and 3. You visit Binder's Hallmark on Tittabawassee Road in the Saginaw Valley West, Saginaw's West Valley Shopping Center. And just a $5 donation, get yourself a mask and support Alzheimer's awareness. From noon till 3 today at the Binder's Hallmark location on Tittabawassee Road in the West Valley Shopping Center of Saginaw. The Dow Bay Area Family YMCA has been hosting the Rise and Shine Summer Races and Family Fun Festing events throughout the last couple of weeks. And the races, which include the virtual racing, is going to be ending today. So you can still go to ymcabaycity.org/riseandshine and get involved today, the final day, or I should say tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 22nd, not today, tomorrow. All the money that's raised during these events benefiting the financial assistance program, which gives back to members of the community in the forms of memberships and child care and youth support scholarships. That's with the YMCA of Bay City. Go to ymcabaycity.org/riseandshine. Find out how you can still get involved today and tomorrow for the final days of the event. Coming up on Wednesday, another chance for you with the food pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw to take advantage of the opportunity for food. If you are in need or know somebody who's in need, let them know. From 9 till 11 every Wednesday, while the food supply lasts, the pantry is open. Drive-through, first come, first serve. The First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw, corner of Court and Webster this coming Wednesday, 9 till 11 for that event. Next Thursday, the Saginaw Art Museum is hosting Garden Drawing Day from 1 till 2 p.m. It's open-air drawing that's going to take place in the museum's garden. And this includes $7 for adults, $5 for students and seniors. That includes museum gallery admission. Bring your own seating and art supplies and enjoy Garden Drawing Day at the Saginaw Art Museum next Thursday, 1 till 2 p.m. SaginawArtMuseum.org for more information. SaginawArtMuseum.org. And a reminder that the Alzheimer's Association has it's a chance for you to participate in the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's on September 12th. It's not going to be a large gathering. It's going to be where participants walk as individuals or in small groups on sidewalks, tracks, and other trails across the region. But it's all to support the End to Alzheimer's. If you'd like to know more about this Walk to End Alzheimer's, again, it's coming up on September 12th. You simply go to the website alz.org/walk. That's alz.org/walk. And have a chance to participate that way.